So how did this new job differ from what you'd done previously?
Well, I was working in the centre of Oxford, and perhaps the most deprived areas of Oxford. I was working in Blackbird Lees, and I was working in East Oxford, Cowley Road, and I was seeing a completely different type of patient. There's not a huge ethnic minority in Oxford, but I was starting to see some patients from ethnic groups, and I was starting to see more diabetes than I was seeing previously. And diabetes was becoming a more popular disease. I suppose I got to see more podiatrists because I was quite isolated in a way because, as I said, I was given an area and I was told to get on with it, whereas now I was in a department that had regular meetings, so you got to see other podiatrists. And I suppose one of the downsides of being a podiatrist is you can often be quite isolated, so that you may work all day in a room and have little contact with other podiatrists. So although my first job, it got you to, if you give the pun, stand on my own two feet, it's very lonely, whereas if you've got other podiatrists to talk to, you can compare notes and be more part of a team.
Were you travelling round to different clinics or surgeries?
Yeah, we were travelling round. One of the problems travelling round in a city is the traffic. But again, we're still talking about 1983, 84, 85. So the traffic then, we thought at the time, was a problem. But compared to 2007, it wasn't a problem at all. It was nice to travel around to different clinics. We had some mobile units which we used to take to small villages and leave them sometimes all day, sometimes overnight, and we provide services to small little villages, and that was quite interesting. That was quite different. We'd have a little pump that would pump water up into a sink, and we could wash our hands. And I know in the winter, the water would be frozen, and we'd have to wash our hands in something called chlorhexidine, which is 70% alcohol and an antiseptic. So and it was quite cold sometimes, but that was an interesting sort of not so much side lab, but an interesting event to look forward to, going to these little villages.
Do you feel you were providing a good service?
Yes, I think we were providing a very good service. The trouble was, say, providing a mobile service to small communities is that you'd have to tow the mobile unit with a Land Rover, and you've got the upkeep of the Land Rover, you need a driver, you've got the upkeep of the mobile unit itself. And I know as time progressed, we left the mobile unit at a place in Oxford called Rose Hill, and society was changing, and the mobile unit would be vandalised. You'd leave it overnight and it would be vandalised, whereas before, nobody would dream of vandalising something to do with the health service. There seemed to be more respect for medical people, for GPs, doctors, nurses, policemen. So society was changing. I know it sounds as if I'm a fuddy-duddy, but society was changing.